WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 54 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meets today for one of the most highly anticipated sessions in a long time.
It's been rumored, well, for a very long time, that the Fed will cut interest rates. The central bank could do that by the time it adjourns tomorrow, now that it's declared high inflation all but defeated. And that could make borrowing more affordable from Wall Street to Main Street.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Gas prices just keep dropping. The government says its national average price for regular is down 5.5 cents in the past week to $3.18 a gallon, almost 70 cents less than last year at this time. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs in custody in New York City after a string of sex assault lawsuits. He was arrested last night after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges that will be unsealed later today. Combs' lawyer calls the prosecution unjust and that Combs is not a criminal. This is ABC News. A federal judge set a September 30th trial date for voting machine company Smartmatic's defamation lawsuit against Newsmax.
Florida-based Smartmatic says the hosts and guests on the conservative cable news outlet Newsmax made false and defamatory statements in the weeks following the 2020 election, implying that the company had used its software to somehow rig the results. This is one of several defamation suits Smartmatic has filed. Fox News agreed to pay a record $787 million in a similar suit against Dominion Voting Systems, again for false claims about the election that Donald Trump lost. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Police dispatchers in Dover, Delaware are being lauded for helping direct rescuers to a boat foundering in the English Channel, thousands of miles away, by a man who thought he was calling emergency personnel in Dover, England. In a little more than 15 minutes, Delaware was able to contact England and get them moving on a rescue. Everyone aboard was safely returned to Dover, England. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a temperature will rise to around 86 degrees. Another warm one with some sunshine for tonight. Clear skies for the harvest supermoon and a low of 54. Wednesday, mostly sunny and also hot. A high of 86. 87 Thursday, above average warmth. And Friday, 87. Showers and thunderstorms could happen early on Friday. Saturday, 81 again with a few showers and thunderstorms possible. Yesterday's high was 86 here at the studios. This morning, after a midnight reading of 60, we are down to the current mark. It is 54 degrees. And it is time for us to officially start the broadcast day today, Tuesday, September 17th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so precious twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace and oh, for love. Oh, for faith to trust.
We start the day in a positive way before our chores, remembering the Nylons, and 'tis so sweet. Before that, our national anthem sung by Maggie Rose. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you as we get ready to begin the day. And you got to get it started if you're going to get it done. Today, we have some info to get you in the know, some chore music as well. The Brewers with a win last night against another division leader, the Phillies. So that was impressive, and we'll share with you sport headlines coming up in about 10 minutes. Today, here are the Everly Brothers.
Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's I'm gonna cry.
Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. Bye-bye my love.
The 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show kicks off Friday with horse and tractor pulls, food, and more. Sponsored by Kickapoo Realty and Insurance, Richland Electric Co-op, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. It's the perfect family weekend. Don't miss the grand parade and $2,500 cash raffle.
It's Midnight Cinderella, but don't you worry none. 'Cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party's just begun. Yes, your Prince Charming wasn't after all, 'cause he sure seemed different right after the ball. I guess more than horses are turning into rats. And by the way he's walking, I can guess where your slipper's at. Midnight Cinderella, time that you should know, there's gonna be some changes in the way this story goes. It's Midnight Cinderella, but don't you worry none, 'cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party's just begun. Gonna help you get over being under that spell. You're gonna learn to love midnight inside this pumpkin shell. I got a few new magic tricks your godmother can't do, and I'll show you what it means to bip, 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 bobbity boo. It's Midnight Cinderella, time that you should know. There's gonna be some changes in the way this story goes. It's Midnight Cinderella, but don't you worry none, 'cause I'm Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party's just begun. It's Peter Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party has now begun.
Garth Brooks on the Mel Cow Show from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by visiting redcrossblood.org. There will be a drive going on in Richland Center this week as well. That's on Wednesday from 11:30 until 5:30. Again, you can call for appointments or visit redcrossblood.org. Other reminders today for this Tuesday, it's Constitution Week, and the Black Hawk Daughters of the American Revolution Richland Center Chapter remind you to celebrate U.S. Constitution Day. Today is the day. Those reminders as we go about our merry way in our business today. Here's Don Williams.
Darling, if you ever leave me, well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again, believe me. No one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn him down, 'cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
to look for someone new. 'Cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed.
John Williams on the Milk House Show. Good morning. 17 minutes after 5.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
In sports action, on the high school scene last night, Richland Center won 8-0 over Mauston in high school boys soccer. On the state scene, Joey Ortiz and William Contreras each drove in 2 runs, and the Brewers moved a step closer to clinching the National League Central title. Get this, 6-2 win last night over the Phillies. The Brewers' magic number is down to 2 as they seek their third division championship in the last 4 years. Milwaukee can wrap it up tonight with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. The Cubs last night won over Oakland. That final score was 9-2. San Diego 3-1 over Houston. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets 2-1 over Washington. Dodgers 9, Atlanta nothing. St. Louis 4, Pittsburgh nothing. And Colorado 3-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Minnesota 3, Detroit 7, Kansas City 6, and the White Sox 8-4 over the Angels. Kirk Cousins led a flawless last-minute drive for Atlanta and connected with Drake London for a 7-yard touchdown with 34 seconds left to give the Falcons a 22-21 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley dropped a short pass that stopped the clock with a minute 46 left and forced the Eagles to settle for a field goal instead of a game-sealing first down. That was plenty of time for Cousins as he led the team down the field. So a very good Monday night game last night. And that is an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
All right, just about time for us to do the aerobic workout. If anybody's doing the polka hop, there's some lessons here on this record. Begin with weight on right foot, number one. Left foot on floor very lightly with no weight on foot, number two. First hop with the right foot, landing with weight on right foot, number three. And left foot landing out in front in number five position at same time with no weight on the foot. Wow. That's too much for me to comprehend. I'm just going to do what I feel. Here we go. A one and a two and a...
Thank you.
gentlemen, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman from Hutchison, Minnesota, right there with a little tune that was called the Hard to Get Polka. Play Hard to Get today, right? Farm news and markets in about 5 minutes. Here's Porter Wagner and Skeeter Davis.
I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes very few.
Though you've got no money, I'll be your honey if you swear that you'll be true.
I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love something that money can't buy. Carry you off and marry you if you will agree.
I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry.
I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love something that money can't buy. So lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be.
So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely they could die.
Elvis Presley going down to the old Heartbreak Hotel. Today continued rather warm. Lots of sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear skies and a low of 56 expected. Right now we're at 54 degrees in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchie Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchie Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The economic outlook still looks tough in agriculture. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above-ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. USDA's chief economist says there's a cost-price squeeze happening in agriculture. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports from the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City.
Input costs haven't lowered with commodity prices, and Seth Meyer says it's a sticky situation.
We appear to be entering that phase of tighter margins. Could be another shock around the corner, always could be, an external shock, but we are moving into a narrow margin situation, perhaps faster than I would have anticipated even in February.
He says farmers might have to live off the last few years of good farm income.
I'm not forecasting 5 years of lean times. I'm just telling you we're moving into, at a global supply level, we're moving into a period where looks like margins, there's not an obvious point on the horizon where we'll bring those margins back to where they've been the last several years.
Reporting from the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The U.S. corn harvest took a slight jump forward last week. USDA says 9% of the crop is now harvested as of Sunday. Soybean harvest underway and 6% of the crop is in nationwide. In Wisconsin, the potato harvest is rolling along. 51% of the potatoes are now in the bin. 88% of them are rated good to excellent. 63% of corn is in good to excellent shape, with 73% in the dent stage. The corn for silage harvest is 23% finished. Soybeans coloring reached 75%. 41% of the beans were dropping leaves, and the condition remains a 62% good to excellent. The unusually warm weather, the advancement of tar spot, and pests have choppers rolling earlier than expected in central Wisconsin. Farmer and custom harvester John Aaron tells Brownfield, farmers were hoping for some rain last week but didn't get it.
We're seeing dry down rates moving along really quickly here. In the last 10 days, I believe we've dropped right nearly 10 points. That's about twice the normal rate of what we expect for dry down.
Aaron says tar spot is common and there have been some unusual pest observations while harvesting over the weekend.
We're finding a lot of black cutworms all the way from Almond all the way up through Bevent. The unique thing was, within a few days, we went back out there, looked at the fields, and the tops of the cobs were all kind of shredded. Here the blackbirds went in there and got all the cutworms.
Aaron says the cutworms created another reason to speed up silage chopping.
A lot of those husks on the ends were broken open, so we now have to worry about other disease problems and, you know, water and stuff potentially getting in there, other molds and things happening if we can't get at the harvest timely.
Aaron says the on-time and the late-planted corn are all ready to harvest now. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet to start the week, typical for a Monday. Show lists are mixed, higher in Texas but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyard, steers and heifers were $3 to $8 higher at mid-session. The USDA says demand was good and quality was average with a few fancy drafts. Receipts were actually down on the week and the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 701 to 749 pounds, brought $250 to $258. Feeder steers, 852 to 877 pounds, brought $230.25 to $234.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 603 to 648 pounds, brought $241 to $250.50. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 34 cents at $304.57. Select closed $2.03 lower at $292.14. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has continued to be a bright spot, but domestic demand has been sluggish, and that is a concern. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and the industry continues to monitor hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 96 cents higher with a weighted average of 76.96. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.13 with a weighted average of 77.20, and the Western Corn Belt up $1.10 with a weighted average of 77.14. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values into the day, firm up 32 cents at 94.22. Ribs were sharply higher. Picnics, loins, butts, and bellies were also higher. Hams were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, even on the week, and down about 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders were mixed, mostly higher with that lower move in corn. And lean hog futures into the day mostly higher on demand optimism with some support from higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Direct cash cattle business has been quiet and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Market Update. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a pretty typical quiet start to the week. New show lists are mixed. They're higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices weren't established Monday. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef into the day lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 34 cents at $304.57. Select was down $203 at $292.14. Cash hogs into the day steady to higher. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts Monday afternoon. Prices reflected that. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 96 cents with a weighted average of 76.96. The Iowa Minnesota up $1.13 with a weighted average of 77.20. And the Western Corn Belt was up $1.10 with a weighted average of 77.14. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Today, another story of an on-farm hazard survivor on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic, and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When Jerry Nelson's manure pit pump jammed on his Volga, South Dakota dairy farm, he thought he'd climb down and free the jam quickly. As he did so, he started to feel dizzy.
I began to immediately climb out of the pit, and I was just about to the top. I could see the sky and I could hear the old tractor idling when everything just sort of faded to black.
Fortunately for Jerry, his father found him soon after and called 911. Nelson was rushed to a hospital in nearby Brookings and later airlifted to Sioux Falls.
When I got there, they discovered I had a collapsed lung, and they said I had the lung capacity of perhaps an infant at that time.
Hydrogen sulfide gas had damaged his lungs. Nelson spent 5 weeks in the hospital, much of it in intensive care. That was back in 1988.
Every day I wake up is a bonus. Every day is an extra day, that, you know, because I was basically told I had almost no chance to live. If I can get someone out there to just think twice before they do this thing, just a second's hesitation might be all it takes to save you from something like I've suffered.
You can find out more about Nelson's story online at tellingthestoryproject.org. And as National Farm Health and Safety Week continues, another survival story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Be there when the global dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin. World Dairy Expo, October 1st through the 4th. A dairy consultant says the last couple of months have been better for dairy farmers who sell into the Class 3 market. Chuck Nicholson with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield there has been some strengthening of cheese prices because of lower stocks.
We're down about 9% actually compared to this time last year. So those cheese inventories relative to the use, that stocks to use ratio is actually in a pretty strong position there to maintain those cheese prices here going forward.
A dairy consultant is looking to separate fact from fiction when it comes to a common feed ingredient. S.E. Evans with E&E Technical Advisors says canola meal is an excellent source of protein, amino acids, and energy for dairy cows at any life stage.
And can be used by all phases of livestock. So we can use it for growing animals. We can use it for dry cows as well as the lactating cows.
She tells Brownfield that's counter to a misconception that canola meal is only for lactating cows. Evan says dairy farmers should also be sure their nutritional resources are accurate.
I think a lot of the information that people are using, or some of the people that have been in the industry for an extended period of time, relates to some of the early developments in canola meal and not necessarily the results or the meal that's being used today.
Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 1.5 cents at 59 cents. Blocks were up 2.5 at 230. Barrels were up 0.5 cent at 249. Butter down 6 cents at 307. And non-fat dry milk was down 1/4 cent at $1.39. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Jordan Berg of Granton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Jordan is a three-sport athlete taking part in volleyball, hockey, and track and field, and loves the lessons that go with it.
I've had the opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I've learned the value of hard work, perseverance.
She plans to make a career out of agriculture.
I love getting to tell people about it, getting to experience the different parts of it. Agriculture is really a strong part of who I am.
Jordan plans to run for Wisconsin FFA state office, and she wants to take a run at Allison Dairyland down the road.
To be Wisconsin's advocate for agriculture, to show people who don't know what agriculture is, what it actually stands for and what it is, but then to also be that voice for our agriculturalists, our farmers, our agronomists, people in the food service world, everybody. I want to be able to be that voice for them as well.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
14 before the hour of 6 o'clock, here's a look at today's weather. The forecast calls for a high of 85 with lots of sunshine, 56 for tonight, with a good viewing of the harvest full supermoon with a partial lunar eclipse. So tonight will be a good night to be out stargazing, 56 for a low, Wednesday 84 with sunshine, and Thursday 83 with a 40% chance of showers late Thursday night. Rain and a few thunderstorms likely through midday Friday, and then drying up and some sunshine with a high of 82. 54 our current reading, and that is the overnight low here today at the radio studios in Richland Center. Thanks for joining us today for the Mel Cow Show. Here is T.G. Shepherd.
You know, you always used to drive me wild, just the way you looked at me and smiled, and ooh, you still do. You used to make me lay awake at night, how it felt to hold you tight, and ooh, honey, you still do.
You still do.
You still do it to this heart of mine.
You still do.
You still do it to me every time.
Still,
you used to make me want the one but you.
You still do.
You still do crazy things that make me feel so good. I used to wonder.
Looking for family fun this weekend? The 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show is happening Friday and Saturday. Thanks to Chitwood Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, and Jones Chevrolet, you can enjoy rides, food, and the big finale with the Tradesman Band Saturday night. See you there.
Turning away, turning.
Crystal Gale on WRCO and Turning Away from Love. It is 7 minutes before six. Well, we have Tony out of bed. He'll tell us what we can expect. Looks like a pretty mellow forecast for the next few days.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going this morning? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the unusual stretch of warm and dry weather continues around here for a couple more days. Really not a whole lot to change it with a stalled-out weather system in the Rockies and Northern Plains with some scattered showers. And, of course, the remnants of the tropical system over the Carolinas kind of bottling up the weather patterns as well. Eventually, that western system, though, will make some progress to the east and bring a chance of showers into western Wisconsin by Thursday morning. Some of those could sneak into our area Thursday night and continue into Friday morning. Looks like we have the chance of picking up at least a quarter to a half inch of rain. Behind that, a bit more sunshine again late Friday, Saturday, into Sunday should produce some fairly warm temperatures across the region still. Then we'll have a more significant storm system move in from the southwest, it looks like Sunday night into Monday morning. That could bring us some heavier rain, followed by cooler temperatures. The forecast for today continued quite warm with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s, south wind between 5 and 10. Tonight mostly clear, should be good viewing of the harvest full supermoon with partial lunar eclipse during the evening, low at 56. Tomorrow sunny to partly cloudy and balmy, high about 84, southeast wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, low 56. Thursday partly sunny, still warm, high 83. There is a 40% chance of showers late Thursday night. Heading into Friday, rain and a few thunderstorms likely through midday, then drying up with partial sunshine. Low 60, high 82. Saturday still warm with partly cloudy skies. Low at 57, high of 82. Sunday increasing clouds, 50% chance of rain by late evening. Low 58 with a high of 79. And Monday cooler with occasional showers and thunderstorms, heaviest in the morning. Low 59 with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Fifty-three degrees in Richland Center with mostly clear conditions. Looking at yesterday's high, it was 86. The record high for this day, 92, came in 1955. The record low, 32. It was September 17th of 1966. Last year's high was 73 and the low 51. Sunset will happen at 8 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 6:44, coming up for this morning. The air is calm right now, barometer at 30.03, and no precipitation today. We have mostly clear skies at times, and right now after a midnight reading of 60, it is 53.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's.